All right, here we go. Be'ezus Hashem, we're doing Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And we start from the top at the Mishnah. Seder Brachos Omer Avos Ugvuros Ukedushas Hashem. The Seder Brachos in the Shmon Esrei is we say Avos Ugvuros, that's Mechayim Esim, and Kedushas Hashem. And then we say HaMelech HaKadosh. And says the Tana Kama, the Kolol Malchios Imohen. We include the 10 psukim, as we'll see, it's 10 psukim, for Malchios in Kedushas Hashem. Now, we're not going to paskin like this because Rabbi Akiva is going to argue. But according to the Tana Kama, we're going to include the 10 psukim for Malchios in the bracha of HaMelech HaKadosh, Ve'eino Tokeya. And we're not going to blow the shofar at that point. Kedushas Hayom, then we say the bracha for Kedushas Hayom, which is Mekadesh Yisroel V'yom HaZikaron, V'tokeya. That's when you blow the shofar. Zechronos, then we mention the 10 psukim for Zechronos V'tokeya, shofros V'tokeya. And then the Seder is as we know it. Zechronos Tokeya, shofros Tokeya, everything's standard. But according to the Tana Kama, we include the 10 psukim for Malchios in Kedushas Hayom, and not in Kedushas Hashem. I'm sorry, Kedushas Hashem and not Kedushas Hayom. So we don't mention it in the bracha of Mekadesh Yisroel V'yom HaZikaron. The Omer Avoda V'Hoda Birchas Kohanim. And then, of course, we say Avoda and Hoda. The bracha of Avoda Hoda and Birchas Kohanim, which is inclusive of Sim Shalom. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan Ben Nuri. This is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says. Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva argues and says, "Imenu takel malchios l'mavu mazkir. If you're not blowing for Malchios, you're going to tell me that you're going to say the ten psukim of Malchios in the Kedushas Hashem, but you're not going to blow. Well, if you're not going to blow for Malchios, l'mavu mazkir. Why would you mention Malchios at all?" Now the Gemara is going to take issue with this comment because the comment doesn't really make sense. The reason why we say Tem Sukim Malchios is because there's a remez in the Torah, as we'll soon see, that you got to blow Tem Sukim for Malchios. So the question doesn't really make sense, and so the Gemara is going to adjust his question a little bit. But for now, he's saying, why should you be maskier if you're not going to be Tokeya?
He's saying Ella. The question is that they're connected, the saying and the blowing.
What?
The question is that the saying and the blowing are connected, but they're really not.
Right. Ella Oimer, so rather Rabbi Akiva says this is what we do, and this is Lamaisa what we do. Avos Ugvuros Ukedushas Hashem, we say Avos Magen Avraham, Ugvuros Mechayim Esim, and Kedushas Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, V'kolo Malchios in Kedushas Hayom, then we say Kedushas Hayom, which includes Malchios, V'tokeya, and we blow for that. Zechronos V'tokeya, Shofros V'tokeya, V'omer Avoda V'hoda V'rechatz Kohanim. Everything else is cake. Right?
It's not really what we do at all.
Everything else, what?
It's not what we do. Ashkenaz don't do it. Only people of the Hasidic do it. Ashkenaz don't do it in Chazar, only in Chazar Sashats.
Chazar Sashats. Chazar Sashats.
We're talking about not Chazar Sashats in the Mishnah.
Mehe Chatesi.
It seems like everyone's saying it. I would assume that Seder Brachios, the average person,
first of all,
not the Shlech Zibra says.
Where, what Gemara are you lurking at? What Gersa do you have in the Gemara?
You think the Mishnah is
doing
about Chazar Sashats?
You think
the Mishnah is talking about Chazar Sashats or private Shmon Esrei?
It doesn't matter. Lav Dafka, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you learn the Gemara. Doesn't matter which way you learn the Mishnah. It could be the Chazar Sashats, it could be regular.
We don't do that way, though. You said Halacha L'Maaseh.
Fine, so it's Chazar Sashats. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
You have to say it's Chazar Sashats, then.
Chazar Sashats. Okay, he's coming for you for therapy afterwards. Chazar Sashats, okay? Chazar Sashats?
Chazar Sashats. Whatever, okay.
All right, you happy?
Driving you crazy?
No, not yet. We haven't gotten through half the daf. What?
There's two
great
issues.
Question. Great question.
There's two issues when it comes to saying the psukim.
The Mishnah is lav dafka. The Mishnah doesn't say what it's talking about. You could say it's talking about Chazar Sashats. You could say it's talking about...
Fine.
I'm saying for the Svardim, whatever. They Nusat Svard. So they'll learn the Mishnah is talking about... It's lav dafka. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't say. It doesn't say. I don't know, if anything, I'd say it's talking about Chazar Sashats. Say the brachas Omer. Who's the Omer? The individual or the chazan? All right, it doesn't really matter. All right. Can we go on? Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva says to, this is a quote from our Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Kiva, if you're not going to be tokeya for Malchios, so then why are we mentioning Malchios Bichlal? So says the Gemara, what? Lama hu mazkir, Rachman Amar Itkar. We're mentioning it because the Torah says to mention it, as we'll soon see. You have to mention Malchios. So what's your problem, Rabbi Akiva? We're mentioning Malchios because the Torah says you got to mention Malchios. What does that have to do with the Tekiah? So Ella, no. This is what Rabbi Akiva really meant. Lama Esser. His question is, as we're soon going to see in the Gemara says that there are 10 psukim that we have from Malchios, 10 psukim for Zichronos, 10 psukim for Shofros, but now Rabbi Akiva says, wait a minute, if you're going to disturb the order of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, and you're going to put the psukim of Malchios with Kedushas Hashem and not Kedushas Hayom, so it's no longer Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros consecutive, if you're already going to disturb it, so then why would you do 10 at all? Lema Tisha, just do 9. The whole of the Ishtani, since you've already disturbed the pattern of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros by putting Malchios one bracha beforehand, so then why did you do 10? Maybe I'll tell you should just do 9. Now, why exactly 9 and not 10? There is a footnote somewhere, maybe your article has it, about somebody who says what the Shaykhus of Rabbi Akiva is saying. Why would we say 9 just because we're putting Malchios out of order? It's a very strange thing. I don't know. Who's the quote on this?
It doesn't say what it is, but it says there is quoted, right?
Who's the quote?
Chassam Sofer.
Chassam Sofer.
Slach.
Slach.
He doesn't say why, but he says that there is a thing like that. But there's one little correction that the article says, what he said. The Ishtanay means the reason why, it's not that it's out of order, is that since they don't blow, that's why it's less, since it's like different and it's less, significantly different than Zichronos and Shofros, that's why it should have the number should be different.
Sure.
Not that it's
different.
Out of order, that it's just qualitatively different because there's no blowing.
I stand corrected. Okay. I stand corrected. Al-Khay Shekhatasi Lefanecha. Yes.
Okay. Note 13.
Note 13, for the record.
Yeah.
Note 13, Ibid.
If the kingship blessing is lesser than the others, and with regard to the shofar blast, this number of verses should also be reduced to 9 or less. Parenthesis, myriad, slach, godos, chasam, sofer, who explain that in the absence of the shofar blast, the blessing would warrant exactly 9 verses.
Why? That's exactly what you just said. Yalla.
Yalla, we got to look at the Chassam Sofer. Whoever wants to look at the Chassam Sofer and report back to me, they will get a brownie point. Note, not a brownie, just a brownie point. It means nothing. Tanur Rabbanan. Minayin Sha'omrim Avos. Now, in Be'emes, this is the Gemara in Megillah, and really it has nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah, because the reason why we say Avos is not a dafka. We say Avos all year round. But at any rate, the Gemara is getting to Rosh Hashanah, so it's going to quote the whole Gemara. But Tanur Rabbanan, Minayin Sha'omrim Avos, Shenemar Havula Hashem B'nai Elim. The Pasuk says, give praise to Hashem, the sons of the mighty ones. Who are the mighty ones? The Avos. Minayin Sha'omrim Gvuros. How do we know that we say, Mechayim Esim, Shenemar Havula Hashem Kavod Va'oz? Glory and might of Hashem. Minayin Sha'omrim Kedushos. How do we know that we say, the Hamelech HaKadosh, Shenemar, Havul Hashem, Kavod Shemo.
Hakel
HaKadosh. But in case of Rosh Hashanah, right. Hamelech.
Yiftach
Hul Hashem, Bahadras Kodesh. In the glory of, in the holy glory. Bow to Hashem in the holy glory. Bow to the Lord in the holy glory.
We sing when we put back the Torah. Havul Hashem,
What are you saying?
It's a song we sing when we put back the Torah.
This is a song that we sing when we put back the Torah. Very good.
On Shabbos.
Would you like to sing the song for us?
Not the whole part, just the part that's relevant.
Okay. Very good. Okay. I was really beginning to enjoy myself there. That was a shtickle, Simon and Garfunkel over there. Very good. Minus the Simon and minus the Garfunkel. Uminayin Sha'omer Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros. How do we... I don't remember that song. Uminayin Sha'omer Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros. Now, how do we know that we say Malchios Zichronos V'Shofros? So now the Gemara is going to go on. to quote us a pasuk that is actually human beings being the fourth wall of the sukkah. Okay. Anyway, how do we know this? Malchus Zechunas Rosh Hashanah. First, Rabbi Elazar Omer Dechsev Shabbosel Zichron Shurah Mikra Kodesh. The pasuk says that Rosh Hashanah is a Shabbosel Zichron Shurah Mikra Kodesh. So we darshan Shabbosel Zekedushas Hayom. Shabbosel is a reference to the holiness of the day. Zichron Elu Zichronos. Terua Elu Shofros. And Mikra Kodesh is Kadshehu Basias Malacha. You should call it holy. How do you call it holy? You call it holy by refraining from doing Malacha. Amalo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a taina on Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. He doesn't like the order of Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. He says, Mipnei ma lo nomar. Why wouldn't we say that Shabbason is a shvus? Shabbat pasach hakasim tchila. If the Torah starts by saying Shabbason, obviously the most important part of the yomtiv is the fact that there is no asiyas malacha. So when it says Shabbason, it's referencing the fact that you can't do malacha. You wanted to say, Rabbi Eliezer, that Mikra Kodesh is referencing the asiyas malacha, but it's not. Shabbason is a shvus. That's what it means when it says Shabbason. It means don't do what?
As opposed to Kedusha Sayyam.
As opposed to Kedusha
Sayyam. Which means what exactly, Kedusha Sayyam?
Kedusha Sayyam is the mentioning of the Kedusha Sayyam. Mentioning of Melech HaKolaris B'Kadosh Yisrael Yom
HaZikaron. That's what Shabbason means?
Yeah. Yeah, according to Rabbi Akiva, Shabbason is a bracha.
Shabbason is a bracha, and okay, now here you're saying Shabbason is a mitzvah of
correct. It's the mitzvah of Shavuos. Okay.
Without Shavuos, you would think it's just a regular yom.
Whatever.
Elo Shabbason kadshehu vasiyas malachas. So Rabbi Akiva says no. Shabbason is teaching you that you should refrain from doing malacha. Zichron elu zichronos. Trua elu shofros. He agrees with that part. And mikra kodesh zu kedushas hayom. And the pasuk when the pasuk ends by saying Mikra Kodesh, that's a reference to the Kedushas Hayom. Now, what exactly Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about here is a little bit unclear, because it seems like all they're doing is swapping the drushes, right? Rabbi Eliezer learns that Shabbason is a reference to the Kedushas Hayom, and Mikra Kodesh is a reference to Asiyas Malacha, and Rabbi Akiva flips it. But there's no apparent nafkamina between the two.
The Gemara continues. It doesn't. This is like parenthetical. The Gemara doesn't continue with this. On this doesn't end. Doesn't resolve it.
What do I care? Does he have a note on this?
No,
what do I care?
It's true. Explains it. Not really. It doesn't talk about it. It says why Rabbi Lez doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva, but it doesn't say what the point of this machlokas is.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
The Gemara sort of ignores it and goes on. Doesn't follow up on it.
The Gemara does not follow up on it. The Gemara ignores this and goes on. Okay? Now, we have not solved yet. What we've learned so far from the Drasha is we know where we get Zechronos and Shofros from. What we don't know is where do we get Malchios from. So that's what the Gemara is going to pick up with. Minayin Shomer Malchios. Now, where do we get from the fact that we say Malchios? Tanya. We got a Braise. Rebbe Oimer. Ani Hashem Elokeichem uvachodesh hashvi. There's another pasuk which doesn't reference this at all. It's talking about when you harvest your field. The pasuk says in Vayikra, when you harvest your field, you should leave a certain portion over for the aniyim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And just a pasuk or two later, it says uvachodesh hashvi.
Next pasuk.
It's two pasukim later. No.
Next pasuk.
One second. Now you got me all first angle. No, I think you're wrong.
When is the last pasuk of the whole parsha of Shavuos? And next is the parsha of Shvi starts. When is Chav Beis? And the next pasuk is Chav Gimel.
I have Chav Dalet over here. You have Chav Gimel?
Yeah, it's Chav Gimel.
Okay, very good. Okay, I stand corrected. Again, that's my second correction for the day. I hardly ever make mistakes, and today I've made two.
No, you're right. I'm Bal Korei. I learned this a million times. You're right.
You need that millionth and one. It's like in a dome 100 to 101. You need another lane. I think you owe me an apology.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, for the record, he's apologized. I'm just making that.
Should I be too fancy?
What?
Should I use my memory too good with the lane?
You can't do that. That's why you got to look in the ksav. Don't you know that you can't just memorize? All right. Anyway, back here. you're getting me off track here. You see that? Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I lost my rhythm. I lost my whole mojo is gone.
That's Malchus.
Ani Hashem Elokeichem is one pasuk is talking about Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which is a reference to Malchus, and it says in Vachodesh Hashvi, two psukim later. So the closeness, the proximity of the two psukim suggests that you have Malchios where you have Chodesh Hashvi, where you have Rosh Hashanah. Zu Malchus. Okay. That's Rebbe's pshat. But Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda says, Eino Tzorich. He says, you don't need to come on to that pshat. That pshat anyway sounds a little bit dachuk, especially since they're separated by two psukim. So Harehu Oimer, he says, I got a better drasha for you. The Hayu Lachem Zikaron Lifnei Hashem Lifnei Elokeichem. The pasuk here is talking about when you should blow the shofar, when you should blow the chatzotzros, yom simchaschem, uvamoadechem, roshechot shechem, uskatem bachatzotzros, alolosechem, barzivche shalmechem, vahayu lachem lizikaron, lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, amani Hashem Elokeichem. So the pasuk says, vahayu lachem lizikaron, lifnei Elokeichem, shein tamaloim ani Hashem Elokeichem. The pasuk doesn't need to say, ani Hashem Elokeichem, it already said, lifnei Elokeichem. I know that we're talking about Hashem, so why does it say Ani Hashem Elokeichem? Ma Tamad Laimar, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ze Bana Av. So the pasuk is telling you a Binyan Av. It's telling you a Binyan Av is like, this is the precedent, right? This is the makor. This is the place where we learn it from. L'chol makom shenembar mezichronos, yu malchi yosi mohen. The pasuk is teaching you, since the pasuk says, Vehayu lachem lezikaron, the pasuk is suggesting that anytime you have zikaron, you have malchios. You have ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's what the pasuk is teaching you. Very good. So that's where we get the whole reference of malchios from. Either it's from ani Hashem Elokeichem uvachodesh hashvi, that's Rebbe, or Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda wants to say that it's actually a pasuk in talking about Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh and whatnot. Okay, very good. Now, period. Here we go. Another topic. The Heichan Omer L'Kedushas Hayom. Where do we put Kedushas Hayom? Again, the bracha of Kedushas Hayom is Mekadesh Yisroel V'Yom Hazikaron. Question is, where does this go? Where in our Shmona Esrei liturgy, right? You like the word liturgy? Very impressive word, liturgy. What? Liturgy. That's a three-syllable word. Three syllables, okay? I hardly ever go beyond two. It's a liturgy. Rebbe Oimer, Ima Malchios Omra. Rebbe says you should say it with Malchios. So, you wrap Kedushas Hayom with Malchios, and you say Mikadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, and Malchios, the Pesukim of Malchios are said in that. Why? Because Ma Matzinu B'chol Mokom B'Revius, Afkan B'Revius. Because when do we normally have Kedushas Hayom? When we say, for example, Mekadesh HaShabbos, it's always the fourth bracha. When we say Mekadesh Yisrael, the whatever it is, the Yom, whatever it is, any Yom Tif, right? It's always the fourth bracha. So therefore, we're also going to wrap it into the fourth bracha. That's where we're going to put it with Malchias.
That's what we do nowadays.
What?
That's what we do nowadays.
That is what we do nowadays. You are correct. You've redeemed yourself from your previous error. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, we're going to put the Kedushas Hayom, we're going to wrap Kedushas Hayom into Zichronos. Ah, it was a little curveball over here. Zichronos action going on here. Why? Why Zichronos? Because normally what do we have? Normally we have seven brachos. Let's say on a typical Shabbos, we have seven brachos. We have the first three, we have the last three, and then we have Mekadosh Shabbos. So the fourth bracha, which is the middle one, right. It's always the middle one, which is...
Or Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh.
Or Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh. Same thing. You're always going to get seven, and the middle one, which happens to be the fourth, but it's the middle, is the Kiddush Hayom. So that's what we're going to do over here. Right. Since over here we have nine, the middle one happens to be in the fifth.
It's
the
like
fifth
a nine in the game versus a seventh in the game.
It's either a nine in the game or a seventh in the game. Yes, that's exactly what I would compare it to if I was making a baseball comparison. But since there is no shaykhus between this Gemara and baseball
season starts.
What?
Tomorrow's spring training starts.
Okay, very good. Very good.
Anyway, the seventh in the game is the fourth, and the nine in the game is the fifth.
Actually, if you do the Gemara,
There you go. There's a reference. There you know. Right. There you go. MLB Minatorim Minayin. It's right here. This is the Gemara. Okay. Very good.
Voracious. In the beginning.
Very voracious. Okay. There we go. Okay. I've completely lost my place. Okay. Anyway, it's a very interesting machlokes over here. When you go to the fourth, you go to the middle. I mean, what exactly are they arguing about? Again, I don't really know. I don't here to provide. I'm not here to provide answers. I'm only here to confuse you more. Have I done a good job? Yes, I have. Okay. Okay. Fine. Says the Gemara. Now, ukeshekitchu bezdin es hashana beusha. Now, after Sanhedrin was kicked out of Yavne, they made their way down to Usha.
Up.
Huh?
Up. I think.
Yeah? From Yavne, they went up to Usha?
Usha is in the north.
Usha was in the north?
Are
you sure? You sure about that? Do you know where Usha is? Do we have any...
I think so, yeah. I think we learned it before.
The Usha was in the north?
Yeah, next to Shfaram and Beit Shurim, on the way out of there to Israel. I believe so, yeah. I believe so, yeah, yeah. Okay. Anyway, what's the difference?
All right, we'll have to look into that. Yeah, anyway, when Bezdin was Mekadesh Hashana, the Usha... Oh, do you have where Usha is? Do they have a
Tzipora,
Tzipora, all those places?
Yes,
yeah.
It's north.
Oh, Usha's north.
Well, it's all near all those places. Tzipora, Tveria, Usha.
Very good.
Usha,
okay.
Right here.
Okay, very good. I stand corrected once again.
Near the Lebanese border.
Very good. It's very right now, right near Lebanon. Right near our friends.
Right now, it's in Iraq.
Right now, it's where our buddies. This is where our chaverim are. Our achim. Okay. Okay. Kitchu Bezdin is Hashana beUsha. When Bezdin was Mekadesh the Shana in Usha, Yarad Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, Lifnei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka went down in front of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Va'asik Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. He did like Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. If you remember back in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri said that you put Malchios in Kedushas Hashem and you're not Tokeya. Amrlo Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said to him, Lo hayunogin came be Yavne. That's not what we did in Yavne. Liyom Hasheni, on the second day, which the Gemara is going to clarify what that second day means, but on the second day, Yarad Rabbi Chanina benosha Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Chanina, the son of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, went down, Va'asik Rabbi Akiva. And he went like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said to him, Kach hayunogin be Yavne. That's the way we did it in Yavne. We were kolel Malchios with Kedushas Hayom. That's the correct way of doing it. So the guy says the Gemara, wait a minute. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel seems to be But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel doesn't say that. He says Kedushas Hayom ima Zichronos Amelahu. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that Kedushas Hayom belongs with Zichronos. So what's going on here? Is he going like Rabbi Akiva or is he not going like Rabbi Akiva?
There's three opinions, basically.
It sounds like there's three opinions, but the Gemara says no. You have to chop this up a little bit. Rabbi Zeira says no. Loimar, when he was complimenting Rabbi Chanina, Benosha, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, he was saying, Shetokin Lamalchios. He was only agreeing vis-a-vis being Tokei Lamalchios. Only vis-a-vis blowing for Malchios. But he didn't agree that Kedushas Hayom goes with Malchios. That he didn't agree with. He still thinks that Kedushas Hayom belongs to Zichronos. He was just saying that we do blow the shofar at Malchios. L'yoyim HaSheni, says the Gemara, on the second day, Yarad Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina went down. So, what does that mean? My Sheni. What does it mean that he went down on the second day? Ilema Yom Tov Sheni, if you're going to tell me that it means that he went down on Yom Tov Sheni, meaning that it was a two-day Rosh Hashanah, Lememra Davruha Le'elul, you're going to tell me that means that in those times they were Ma'aber Elul, they made Elul into a two-day, they made Elul into a 30-day month? You kidding me? That's not true. The Hamar Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana. Rabbi Chanina Bar Kahana said Mefurish, Miyamos Ezra Ve'elech, from the time of Ezra and on, and certainly up to these Tanoim's period, Lo Matzinon El Me'uber. We've never found El to be Me'uber. So how can it be that the Yom HaSheni, you're telling me on the second day Yom Tif, he went down? It can't be. It can't be he went down on the second day Yom Tif, because there was no second day Yom Tif. They were never Ma'aber Olol Elul from the times of Elul of Ezra and on. So Amar Rav Chisda, what does it mean? My Sheni, the Yom Sheni L'Shana Haba. It doesn't mean the second day. It means the next year. Basheni meaning the second year, not the second day of the first year.
All right. So.
I'm not clear.
Okay. You are unclear, shall we say.
I'm unclear. Okay. Unclear. In those days, there were 2 days of Rosh Hashanah or one day?
One day, my friend. One day.
One day. Okay. The whole year and then the following Rosh Hashanah.
Correct. Following Rosh Hashanah, that's what he means by the second day. He doesn't mean the second day of the first year. He means the second year, really.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an imprecise language he used.
That's what Krista says.
Correct. Okay. Weiter. Weiter. Says the Gemara like this. Mishnah says, "Ein pochsim me'asur malchios, me'asur zechronos, me'asur shofros." As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah and Gemara, there are 10 psukim for each of malchios, zechronos, and shofros. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer im amar gimel gimel mikulam yatsa. If you said 3 of each, then you're yotze. Now, the Gemara is going to take issue with this. What exactly does it mean if you said 3 of each that you're yotze? Does it mean that if you said 3 of Torah, 3 of Nevi'im, 3 of Ksuvim, in each of Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofros, which means that you said 9, does it mean that you said 9 as opposed to 10? And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is only arguing on 1. He's only arguing 10 minus 9, which is 1. Or does he mean we say 3 of each, meaning we say 1 Pasuk of Torah, 1 Pasuk of Navi, 1 Pasuk of Ksuvim, that's 3 psukim, we say 3 psukim for each one, and there's a difference of actually 7. So what is actually he saying by saying 3?
3 psukim of each one, one for Machias, Chronos, and Shofros.
One for
3 for Machias,
Chronos,
and Shofros.
3 for Malchios, 3 for Shofros, 3 for the Zechronos.
Or 1 for Machias, 1 for Shofros, 1 for Shofros.
No, nobody says that. The question is, does he say that we do 3 psukim of Torah, 3 psukim of Navi, 3 psukim of Ksuvim? But for each one, which is 9 for each, or is it three for each? One Torah, one Navi, one Ksuvim for each of Zechronos, each of Malchus, each of Shofros.
And for a total of 9, as opposed to a total of 27.
Yeah, if you want to put it that way, yes. Okay, well, anyway, we'll see that in the Gemara. Okay? I know you guys are very excited about this, but we're going to have to wait a few lines. Okay? Just hold your horses. Hani Asur Malchus Kenegan Me. When we say 10 Malchios, what is that Keneged? How do we come up with the number of 10? Amar Rebbe Keneged Asar Hilulim Sha'amar David B'Sefer Tehillim. There are 10 Halalukas. So says the Gemara, Halalukim, Hilulim, Tuva Havu. There's many, many Halalukas. Each Halaluka has 2 Halalukas, and you got many Halalukas going on in there. So you got many Halalukas.
Where
do you get 10 from? So the Gemara says, Hanach Tachsivi Behu Alu B'Seka Shofar. Right? The last one, which is Kapitol Kuf Nun.
We say it every day.
We say it every day. Halu b'seika shofar, halu b'neva v'chinor, b'tzilsele shama, b'tzilsele srua. Those are all mentioning, referencing Tkiya shofar. So those have 10 halalukas. Keneged those 10, we have 10 psukim of Malchios. Rabbi Yossi of Aymer, keneged asaras hadibrais, shenemr l'lamosh v'sinai. We know that at Har Sinai, there was shofros going on there. There was a tkiya shofar. So it makes sense to say that there would be 10 psukim for that. Rabbi Yochanan Aymer, keneged asara ma'amaros shebehen nivra olam. It is keneged the 10 ma'amaros. There are 10
creations.
10 comments, 10 vayomers.
Yeah.
Statements, good. Thank you. That the olam was created with. Hayninhu, what are those? Vayomer. Vayomer the Bereshis. So the Gemara says it's the Vayomers in Bereshis. So when it says Vayomer Elokim Yior, Vechule, Vechule, all of those Vayomer add up to 10. Says the Gemara, no, Teshavu, that's only 9. So where do you get 10 from? So the Gemara says, no, Bereshis Nami Maimerhu. Actually, when the Gemara says, when the Torah starts off by saying Bereshis Bar Elokim Eshashayim Vesaharetz, that itself is a Mimer. How do we know that? Dechsev Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. Shamayim, which it says in the Pasuk by Bereshis Bar Elokim Eshashayim. V'esa'aretz, that bidvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu. It's with the word of Hashem. So we see from that pasuk that Bereshis Bar Elokim is actually a statement.
Right. Vayomer Hashem, Yehi Shemayim V'aretz.
Yeah, Ke'ilu, the pasuk said, "Vayomer Elokim Yehi Shamayim Va'aretz." Exactly.
The world was created, and the deep is coming.
Yes, precisely. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui Omer, Imam Shalosh Shalosh Mikulon Yatsa. Here we go. This is about the moment you've all been waiting for, guys. Okay. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Nui, said if you say three of each, then you're Yotzi. Question is, what does he mean three of each? Says the Gemara, Ibailuhu, they asked the question. Hechi Ketani, what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri exactly? How does he learn this? Shalosh ben Atar, Shalosh ben Avim, Shalosh ben Aksuvim, Dahavu Tesha. Do we mean if you say three of each, meaning if you say three Torah, three Navi, three Ksuvim, which add up to nine, the Ikka ben Ayuchada, and therefore the difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri would be exactly one, because the Tanakama says 10 and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri adds up to 9? O Dilma, or perhaps he's saying a bigger chiddush. He's saying Echad min Atara, Echad min Anavim, the Echad min Aksuvim, the Havnu Shalosh. Or is he saying that you have a total of three? And how do you get that? One of Torah, one of Navi, one of Ksuvim. That adds up to three. And therefore, V'ikah b'nai Yutuvah. Therefore, you'd have a much greater difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Nuri.
Seven.
Precisely seven. So which one is it, says the Gemara? The Gemara says, I'll bring you a Raya. I'm going to bring you a Raya that actually what he means is, nine. Toshma. Desanya. It says in a Braisa. Ain pochsim me'asur malchios me'asur zechronos me'asur shofros. Right, this goes like the Tanakama. We should not do any less than 10 malchios, any 10 less than 10 psukim for zechronos, any less than 10 psukim for shofros. Ve'im amar sheva mikulan yatsa. If you said 7 from all of them, then you're going to be yotze. If you do 7, you're going to be yotze. Keneged shiva rikim. That is corresponding to the 7. Firmament. The 7 layers of Rakia, Shamayim, call it, whatever you want to call it. 7 layers of heaven.
I'm in 7th heaven.
That's right. That's where it comes from.
That's where it comes from, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, he says, Apoches, one who wants to do less, lo yifchos misheva. He should not do less than 7. Vim Amar Shalosh Mikulan Yatsa.
And that's contradictory. If he wants to do less, he shouldn't do less than 7. But if he does 3, it's okay. The first part says no less than 7, and then he says 3. Doesn't make sense. Poches lo yifchos b'sheva. I mean, so someone who's really being frugal should at least do 7. And then he says, oh, by the way, if you do 3, it's okay also. Does that make sense?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer. He seems to be putting different shlavim. He seems to be saying that 10 is the chalchila, and then if you want to do less, you shouldn't do less than I don't know. It's a little confusing.
Clear.
A little unclear as to what he means. But at any rate, he says, if you said 3 from all of them, then you're going to be yotze. Now, by the fact that he says that you're going to... You can't stop me right now. The Imam Rishalosh Mikulon Yatze, he says, if you do 3 of each, then you're going to be yotze. Now, if he means, when he says, if you're going to do 3 of each, if he means that that it's 3 of each of Torah, 3 of Navi, and 3 of Ksuvim to equal a total of 9.
It's more than 7.
If that's what he means, then that ends up being more than 7.
Yeah.
And it must be then that 7 means 7 of each. 7, 7, and 7 equals 21.
It's ridiculous.
And what comes out is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is being actually very machmir. It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is being makil by saying lo yifchos misheva, but what comes out is being much more machmir.
Doesn't make sense,
so
though.
It can't be. It can't be that 3 means 3 of each to equal 9, because then 7 of each would equal 21.
3 means 3.
It must be
3
means 1 plus 1 plus 1. 1 Torah, 1 Navi, 1 Ksuvim. That equals 3. And therefore, his kula is you can do 7. That's his kula. Okay. So that's the Gemara's Raya, that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in the Mishnah says Imam or Gimel Gimel Mikulan Yatsa, it does not mean total of 9. It means a total of 3. Very good. The Gemara concludes here, and then I can take your question, Moshe. Total of 3 total. Yeah, a total...
3 verses, period.
3 verses,
3 verses, period.
But it has to be one from Torah and one from Vimok.
One Torah, one Navi, one Ksuvim, exactly. Keneged Torah, Navi, and Ksuvim. And that's corresponding to Torah, Navi, and Ksuvim. You have to say one from each. Va'amila, Keneged Kohan, Levim, V'Yisrael. Some people say that the 3 are corresponding to Kohanim, Levim, V'Yisraelim. Okay, this is also a Gemara in Megillah. about this. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. The Halacha follows Rav Yochanan ben Nuri that Lamaisa, B'dieved, where Yotze, if you just want to do three. Lamaisa, we do 10 of each. And the Gemara is going to go on over here on Amud Beis to discuss the 10 and exactly how we get to them and what kind of 10 it has to be. But the Halacha is, Halacha Lamaisa, I don't know if this is true. I don't know if this is true, Lach Lamais, I have to look it up. B'dieved, you can do three, and you'd be okay with that. I think, actually, Lamaisa, I think, B'dieved, if you said no psukim, then you're still Yotze.
Yotze what?
As long as you say the bracha, I think you're Yotze Malchios. As long as you say the bracha. The bracha, you know, Zocher Abris, and... you know, whatever it is by Shofros, what is it?
Why should you have a master? Why shouldn't you? I guess you can't read the words or something? It's not so relevant. Usually people read from the master.
In Echanami. If you have to finish your Shemoneh Esrei quickly, I'm saying. Mishnah wraps up by saying, Ein mazkirin zechronos malchios v'shofros. What?
Wrong vayter?
Yeah, we haven't finished the Yamad yet. Ein mazkirin zechronos malchios v'shofros. We cannot mention zechronos malchios and shofros shel peronos that are negative. Maskil b'toyra u'mashlim b'navi. The Mishnah concludes by saying, we start off with psukim of Torah, we end off with navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer Mehishlim b'Torah Yotza. Rabbi Yossi says, if you're mashlim with Torah, then you're Yotze. The Gemara is going to correct that and say that what Rabbi Yossi really means is that you should be mashlim b'Torah, and if you're mashlim b'Navi, then you're going to be Yotze. Now the question is, why does the Mishnah say that we're maskel b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi? Shouldn't Navi come before Ksuvim? Why are we saying Ksuvim in the middle? Why are we being mashlim b'navi? So Tosas has that problem. Tosas says v'im tamar b'chol duchta mashma de navi adif miksuvim. Normally we say that navi is better than ksuvim. So why are we here? Are we putting navi last? Kadamar kasa b'tayra v'shanim b'navi mushalosh b'ksuvim. V'hachi kamar cry. V'chsivi b'ksuvim b'reisha v'hadu b'navi. So it seems like navi is coming last. So Tosas says v'yesh loymar mishum dekroy de tehillim mishle v'iov, the psukim of emes. Tehillim, Mishle, and Eov, Kadmul and Neviim. They actually came before the Neviim. I don't know exactly how this works. It came before the Navi. The Navi was written, Sefer Shoftim was written by Shmuel. Shmuel was written by
Mishle
Shmuel.
Was Shlomo exactly. HaMelech, which is later.
Maybe, what?
Mishle was Shlomo HaMelech, which is later.
Mishle was Shlomo HaMelech, which is later, Tehillim but maybe HaMelech. He means by the other Neviim, like the Neviim
Achronim.
Oh, I see. Neviim Achronim.
Eov came before.
The reason why we're mashlim with Torah, Lamaisa, what do? The last pasuk is always, it's always Torah. It's because we're knowing like Rabbi Yossi. Kedamrina begamara hamashim b'Torah zariz u'meshubach. The person who is mashlim b'Torah, he is meshubach. He's praiseworthy. The chen hayu vatikin osin, and so to the vasikin used to do that, and they do that in the vasikin. Okay. And we finish that in a solid.
What does Rabbi Yossi say?
38. I'm very proud of myself.
What does it mean?